Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jaleesa Apps joins us on a Thursday morning, and it's always great to have her on the line. Good morning to you, JA.
Good morning, Matty. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Look, this is an issue that's been around a long time, hasn't it, concussion? But I think what we saw yesterday is a landmark day for rugby league. The rules have changed, and they're quite massive in terms of what you can do as a player now after you've been concussed. You were at the press conference yesterday. What was the reaction to these guidelines?
Well, all day the reaction was interesting across the league because we sort of had the sense that this was coming and they were going to announce it in the afternoon. So the Sharks were up for media, Sydney Seabold was up for media, and also the Tigers. So they were all asked about it. And I have to say it was pretty welcomed across the board. I mean, Anthony Seabold spoke about the fact that he's worked in international rugby for a while, and this was just the norm for him, so he didn't really see it as that drastic of change. Alex Troll spoke at, and Sean Bloor also spoke at the Tigers. They've obviously had head knocks. Sean's just returning, and they were really welcoming of it as well. I think players accept that, and Toby Rudolph, he was the other one that spoke, but players just accept that they need protecting from themselves because they know that they'll do anything to play a game. I think it'll be very interesting, inevitably, when we have a player who has to sit out a massive game. It'll be interesting to see the conversation. I don't think they'll be as happy then, but for now, the players are pretty welcoming of it. Now, there is an exception to... So the 11-day mandatory to... It's got to be said that this 11 days has always actually been there, but it's been recommended.
Yes.
So now it's just being enforced, and it's for all concussions. So a lot of people were talking about category one and category two and how that would affect. They're actually just assessing symptoms. That's not the severity of the concussion. It's just whether category one symptoms are those that you can see that happen on the ground, and category two is when you fail it. But regardless, it's going. This applies to both those types of concussions because a concussion is a concussion. So I think it's been largely welcomed by the players. Interesting timing that it happened after that lawsuit that was filed against the AFL, which is a class action of about 60 players. But according to the NRL, that was just coincidental.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about. I mean, it happens the day before. The timing, I think, has to be questioned. Now, I've got no question at all about what the NRL are trying to do. And in fact, I'm fully supportive of that. And I have no question around their integrity in this issue whatsoever. But I think the timing does have to be questioned. Why would you introduce this on a Wednesday afternoon, the day before round three starts, when we've already had a pre-season and this? Was there any outline as towards that? Because they can't say that litigation is the main issue. They just can't say that. But it's absolutely the elephant in the room. They know that. So was there any outline from Andrew Abdo in particular why it comes to pass that just before round three we've got this new deadline, this new guidelines?
Basically, when he was asked about it, he said it was just coincidental that this work has been happening from a really long time. So that they've been ongoing sort of looking at ongoing with experts as to what they should do, and that the timing that up until, you know, the night before, they were still discussing it, and then once they decided to make a decision, they decided to just come out with it. I think the timing is pretty coincidental, but I don't care. Like, if they have done this in reaction to litigation or the potential for litigation, I don't really care. As long as the players are being protected, the sooner the better. And I think, regardless of their motives, I do think they do want player welfare. Player welfare is in there because there are so many players we know around the game that are suffering the ongoing effects of what could be CTE. And I think they're really focused on player welfare. And if they were worried about litigation, then that's just sped things along. I don't think it's really overly relevant.
Yep, not a bad point. Not a bad point. Now, you were at Tigers training yesterday as well, so but there was no Adam Dewey or John Bateman. So Adam named in the starting lineup to take on the Bulldogs, and Bateman is on the reserves list in jumper number 20. What was going on there?
Yeah, so both of those players started out training. It was pretty surprising to see. I mean, not surprising to see John Bateman because we really haven't seen much of him at all, but surprising Adam Dewey because none of us were aware before that there was any sort of injury. But when we all asked the club, they said, oh, it's a bit of bone bruising or bruising on the foot. And I noticed that NRL Physio elaborated on that on Twitter and said that the best method is just to rest it. And they have four days until they take on the Storm. So hopefully he'll be back because the last thing the poor Tigers need is Adam Dewey to be out. John Bateman is still a very curious case as to why he is not playing. We obviously all asked the question of the various teammates who were up, and David Clemmer just said, he's just taking his time to settle in, and hopefully he'll be out there this weekend. I don't think he will be, though.
Yeah. Well, the old acclimatisation continues. It's going to be hot. It's going to be hot on Sunday. It's going to be 31 degrees. So the acclimatising
will continue. I tell you what, it's hot
out
here at Redfern.
Yeah. So what's happening at Redfern? I know. So Jason Demetrio is about to address the media. What are we expecting from this? I mean, it's almost got to the point where you don't have to fuel the fire for the Roosters-Rabbitohs match.
No, exactly. It's just become one of these great rivalries for so long. They're training at the moment. Latrell's looking pretty good, pretty fit. What I love coming out to Redfern is how many people turn up to training. I mean, it is so accessible, the ground, but I love seeing all the fans that sit and watch, and he is no doubt the big draw card. I hope that it is... we always like to see a fiery match, but I hope from the crowd it is friendly after everything that Latrell in particular has been through in the past couple of weeks. But I reckon the Roosters are really up against it, given the start that they've had, and the Bunnies have looked pretty good, and the Roosters still a couple out.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. In fact, before I let you go, my only query around the tipping this week, JA, was your guys, the Raiders and the Sharks. So I got all the way down to the end of my tipping selections and I went, oh, I don't know who to circle here. And I ended up I ended up circling your Mob at home. So what are they gotta do here to get on top of the Sharks? What would a win mean on Sunday for Ricky's men?
Well, I love the faith that you had because that wasn't hard for me at all. I think I should be a Dragons fan. How cynical I am. No, I think, it's massive. I mean, for any side to go 0-3 down at the moment, that's even so early in the comp, it's such a long way to come back from. So, I'm going to pray and hope that you get ahead of me on the tipping.
Hey, from my effort last week, it wouldn't be hard to get ahead of myself. I don't know about others because I think I ended up with 3 out of 8. So I hope you're right. I hope that I circled the right one, but it was the only one that I really had to think about. So I went with the fact that you're at home. I went with the fact that you need that win. And also no Nicho Hynes again. We'll let you go, mate. Thank you. Stay in touch. And let's see what happens with Jason Demetrio today.
No worries. All I can say is go the Brumbies.
Jaleesa Apps joining us there. 0457 736 736. If you'd like to join that discussion, just jump on the open line. 1300 01 1170. Our best caller of the day with a Signet Boost power bank. And I've got vouchers to give away to Char Grill Charlie's, the home of Australia's best char grill chicken and chips.